What's up, everybody? This is the third episode of It Is What It Is, and I'm coming to you from Kapalu again, and this has been day two. So I had a full day today, and I started off with breakfast, and then I went to a Yoga for Vitality workshop, and they taught us how to do certain movements, certain breathing exercises so that we can either calm down and activate the digestive and relaxation system, which I've learned is something that, you know, you actually have to activate when you're busy and running around and doing what you need to do. And it requires you to breathe really deeply into like your abdomen. And it was really interesting. I had to breathe in ways that I never done before, and just to know that I can do that and come to a nice serene place and relax and be able to disconnect from whatever's going on was amazing. Then they showed us some breathing exercises to wake us up and get us energized, and it was really cool. It really got me going from relaxed to just energized and ready to just take on the day. And then there was breathing to activate joy, which at first I was skeptical, and I thought, okay, well, this is probably going to be some bullshit, but it ended up being exactly what they said. You breathe in a certain way in a certain part of your body, you know, more upward towards your chest. And when you do it right, you actually start to feel happier, more joyful. And you easily let go of the problems that you otherwise may be thinking about. So that was the first hour or so of my day. And then after that, I went and grabbed lunch and then made a friend. It was really cool. Got to know about what she's up to in life and why she's in the center. And it was a really good conversation. And then we ended up taking a hike. I'm not sure if I mentioned earlier, or in my last recording, but they have hiking trails. So they can guide you or you can go on your own. And we decided to just go. We didn't want to be part of a group, and we got to walk for like a good 2 hours and got to see some amazing sights, and it was awesome. We continue to connect on the fact that we're both in school and we're grinding and hustling and trying to accomplish something amazing. And she was telling me about, you know, the decisions she needs to make, and I was telling her about the stuff that I'm up to, and it was a really therapeutic walk in nature, where two people sharing vulnerabilities that they just met that day. And now I have a friend, and she lives in New York City too, so it'll be cool to, you know, just see where it goes. Then I came back and took a nap, ended up missing dinner, so that sucked. And then the last two sessions, or the last two activities, you know, were going on at the same time. One was a, you know, sound meditation for healing, which I went there late, so I missed the seat, so I couldn't attend. But then there was another one, which was a concert with some tribe type of psychedelic music, and it was cool, but ended up just leaving and hanging out at a sauna. I wanted to check that out. And I forgot, I actually stopped by the lake that's nearby and hung out for like a good half an hour. And the lake is beautiful, and you can actually swim in it. I didn't get to swim. It wasn't warm enough, but I plan on doing that tomorrow. But apparently it's supposed to rain, so hopefully it doesn't, so I can actually get up in there and get to enjoy the last bits of this place before I go. And before I wrapped up the day, I pulled out the laptop, which I was telling myself I wouldn't do, because this is about disconnecting from all of these equipment and technologies. But I pulled it out just to get some work done and organize myself for the next week that's coming up. And I saw this girl in the common area, and she looked pretty cute. So I was thinking, well, maybe I should talk to her. Da-da-da. My ass was getting shy. But on her way out, I complimented her on her, on the language she was speaking, because I overheard that she was speaking a different language. And it turned out she was speaking Portuguese, and it was really cool. And we actually ended up being able to talk for like a good 45 minutes afterwards. And it turns out she's married, but we actually got to talk about a lot of cool shit that she's doing. And I shared about myself, and I was able to make a connection, you know. She does music. She is working for herself, and we were able to like brainstorm and figure out things that she can do to like keep moving forward. And she has a lot of cool stuff that she's working on. And it was nice just to like really get in her world and like understand what she's up to and help her, you know, work through some of these things and, you know, just share some common ideals and philosophies about life. It turns out that we have a lot of common. So it'll be awesome to, like, you know, meet her husband. He's in the center as well. And just maintain contact. So today I realized that, you know, given that I've never done a solo trip, and one thing about me is I'm recently single, and I've been a serial monogamous guy, is that I got to see, like, how I, you know, interact with people and how I just go about my day when, you know, I'm just by myself. And it was really cool. I was able to make two friends, and, you know, I was shy. I didn't want to talk to any of them, but, like, I did want to, but I just felt nervous about approaching them. But I did, and it ended up being awesome interactions. And I'm just, like, getting a sense of, like, you know, who I am when I'm, like, connecting with people. And I used to judge myself for wanting to have deep conversations with people, but it turns out, like, that's just what I'm comfortable doing. I like to get to know what people are up to and what they're about and, you know, what goes on in their lives, and, you know, and actually respecting that. You know, respecting that about them, not, you know, helping them feel comfortable sharing and sharing about myself, and like really going into like who we are as human beings. And I used to feel like that was weird, because I used to think that like maybe not a lot of people like to talk deep or like to share these things. But it's like I naturally have an inclination to allow the space for people to talk about these things. And I should honor that and enjoy that, because it's not often you get to really connect to people in this way. You know, it's easy to be superficial and like talk about the weather or talk about some sports game or whatever the case may be. And not knocking it, it's just that I don't want that to be the normal way or the common way of, like, you know, bridging a gap. But it is what it is. You know, I'm just learning about myself, learning how I go about life when I'm not, you know, responsible for anyone in my life and when I'm on my own. So this has been cool. So, you know, I'm about to wrap up the day, go to bed, and I'll talk to you tomorrow when I finished my whole retreat and I get back to the city and reflect on anything else that comes up. So, all right, guys, it's been real. And this has been another episode of It Is What It Is. Take it easy, folks.